the future is unknown turf, and we don't know. What we do know is what the Middle East will look like the day after Iran gets nuclear capabilities. And that we know from having communications and listening to what is being said by Arab countries in the region, which is they're going to get nuclear weapons too. The Iranian leaders come out and say very openly that their goal is destroying the state of Israel. We know that they're deeply engaged with terrorism. They have carried out close to 25 terrorist operations across five continents. That's an extraordinary reach for an international terror or operation. Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terror. These are all facts that we know. We know how much enriched uranium they have. We know how much they have to 20%. We know the pace that they're enriching at. We know the number of centrifuges they have.
At what point, then, will they reach the point of no return for Israel?
I'm going to fall back on what the prime minister said. It may not be days or weeks, but it's not years either. In other words, we're looking at a shrinking window.
Today, next week, next month, whenever it happens, what would be necessary to shut it down or to set it back? And can you say how Israel would approach that?
Well, shutting it down means very simple. The supreme leader, who really makes the decisions, has to reach a point in his thinking where he understands that he can have a nuclear program or he can remain in office. He can remain in power. That if he proceeds along the route of developing nuclear weapons, he will encounter crippling sanctions that will literally bring the Iranian economy to its knees and a military response that will leave him with nothing. And that is that juncture. We're not there yet, unfortunately. And unfortunately, I don't know how much time we have in order to get there because that program, again, is accelerating and moving underground.
The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said, seemingly on a number of occasions, that Israel's patience is wearing thin. One of the things that's going on now is a debate about what to do about that patience wearing thin and Iran's nuclear program. Are we looking at an attack on Iran in the near term?
Well, let's begin by saying at the outset, JJ, that no country has a greater stake than Israel in resolving the Iranian nuclear threat by diplomatic means, not by force. We have the most skin in the game. We're in Iran's backyard. We are threatened almost daily with annihilation by Iranian leaders. President Ahmadinejad just recently called for our destruction. The chief of staff of the Iranian army says it's the reason why Iran exists is to destroy the state of Israel. And Iranian leaders aren't just talking. They are backing up these deeds.